Mexico Junior College more, and obviously they want the point guard who played New Mexico Junior College the other night. Those are the three they really want right now.
Right, and one more like recruiting question. I know 2016 class, there's a lot of like in-state talent, and I would like you to elaborate on that a little bit, and I'll get off here, and I want to thank you guys for doing this whole season, you know, and football season. It's really, you know, it's really nice for you guys to spend extra time. I know you probably want to do more things, but I'd like to thank you guys for doing it.
Thank you, my friend. 865-200-5402. Appreciate your kind words, Jack.
No, 16, Tony. I mean, really, the 16 class comes down to Adoh and Braxton Blackwell. I mean, there are some other really good in-state guys, but those are the two guys who I think Tennessee has kind of cast their lot with. If you get both of those guys, it'll be one of the two or three best classes in Tennessee history.
Are they gettable, Keith?
Yeah, I don't think they've continued. I mean, Braxton Blackwell's best friend in the world is Braxton Bonds. As far as, I mean, you're told that by people, but that seems to be, at least they are friends, and very much, I think that's a good pull for Tennessee. I think Adoh will be much tougher. I think that's going to be a tough one. Because everybody's there because he's a big guy, and everybody is always looking for size. I mean, you look at what Kentucky's doing this year. Everyone looks now and realizes that in the new era where nobody can shoot in college basketball, you got size, you're ahead of the game because you can keep anybody from scoring at all. I mean, they're holding people to ridiculous numbers.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. 865-200-5402. In a night where Tennessee just got absolutely killed, we've been on the air for 2 hours. Go figure. And I played earlier tonight at Casual Pint in Fountain City. I want to thank the owner of that place for having us in there today. And I want to thank David Bivens, who no doubt is probably making his way home right now, listening to us this evening, for allowing me to come sit in with him. That was a lot of fun for an hour. Let's get our next call in. And I rushed right over to do this program. I unplugged the guitar and came on down here. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, gentlemen. It's MP.
MP, what's up, brother?
There was another kid when you talk about that when Torrey Morris was up at Pitt. There was another kid that played on that Clinton High School team that was played on a team that made the NCAA. He was a guard. Keith, does that ring a bell?
He went to Wisconsin Green Bay, and I can't remember his name, but yeah. But somebody tweeted about him earlier.
Is that one of the Scarboroughs? I don't think so. I wanted to say Halston Lane, but he went to
Georgia
Tech. UNC Wilmington to promote Ridge.
So. Yep, that's right.
It's interesting. Yeah, I can't think of his name for the life of me.
What's weird about those guys is they were both under-the-radar guys, and they both ended up on Division I teams, and they both had success, kind of like Isaac Connor was an under-the-radar guy, and he ended up playing in a Sweet 16 with Chattanooga back in the late 90s.
I played against him, Tony.
Isn't that odd, MP, that kid...
And now he's printing money over at A3.
He is?
That kid was good.
Isaac Connor is?
Oh, yeah, the big agency in town, Tony. He's one of the big players.
I didn't know that. Good for him.
Absolutely. Isaac's a stalwart over there. He, Jared Carnes, and those guys there, they do a fantastic job.
Had no idea. Glad to hear that.
Had about one of my few basketball highlights ever. He drove baseline, and I timed it perfect, and I pinned it against the backboard. I'm sure it was below the rim, but it was at least something that looked good. But he was a really, really nice player at about 6'4", 6'5".
What's it like, MP, to touch the tape at the top of the square?
Well, I'd have to have a ladder.
I bet you were sky high on that block.
The only time I was sky high would have been some evenings after practice back in those days.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, I don't have a whole lot tonight. The way teams come into Thompson Bowling and shoot the ball, what do y'all think about just maybe sacrificing those two goals, just taking them totally out of there and throwing and, you know, burning them in the incinerator and putting two new baskets in there?
I'm totally in favor of
it. I'll leave you with that. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you. And I think what we ought to do
is... I thought we put the tartan floor back down.
That'd be a great topic one day of what we need to do to Thompson Bowling. How about take where all the dead fans are that sit down there in the end zone. No offense to the fans that sit down there, but it's such a dead place. How about drop a black curtain over them to increase when we're on offense? And then when we're on defense, maybe put like some kind of panoramic view back there, like flashing lights and...
Pictures of Elle McPherson in her prime.
Yes. What was the guy from Florida who had the girl that posed for Playboy?
Oh, that was...
Matt Walsh,
yes.
And they came down there and
they showed Bob Hare, yes, Walsh.
And they distributed a bunch of them among the student body, and they were holding them up for him.
See, I would have thought... I can't imagine how that's really taunting Matt Walsh, because all you're saying is, hey, you, just... Your girlfriend is hot enough to be in Playboy.
Yeah, and
I'm not sure that's a taunt.
This is what you're going home to tonight.
I mean, actually, I mean, what, if Seahawks fans had showed up at the Super Bowl with pictures of Giselle, you think that would have messed up Brady? Probably not. That probably draws a wry smirk and gets you beat.
All right, Hatfield, tie it together for me, brother, on the way out.
Two games left. Let's show up at LSU, do all we can. Let's win next Saturday for Josh and try to get a game in the SEC tournament. Finish 16-16, call it a year, and see where it goes from there. I think that's pretty much all that can be said right now.
Really horrible, wasn't it?
Tonight was atrocious.
I mean, let's just call tonight what it
probably
was.
Probably the worst performance of the year, actually. Given what Florida's been for the last, they ran a little juice stuff, and I'm not really sure they didn't do the player get disqualified at Missouri to get him his 500th win at home, but I'm not going to accuse anybody of throwing games.
Hatfield, I love you. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics.
Thank you,
Hatfield. Love you, brother.
Yep.
Sorry, Hatfield, didn't mean to cut you there. That's for cracking on Nashville and all my listeners in the Music City who I love and have served all these years. We walk arm in arm, hand in hand. Tomorrow, in honor of you Titan fans, I will wear five shades of gray to school. I love each and every one of you. I want to say we will get there. We will get to the top of the mountain together. REM from 85 is up next to Soothe and Calm, Savage Beast. We love you. God bless. Thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to my listeners. Support my sponsors. Support my listeners. Do not support Texas Fan 11. He's a punk clown. Roger, the paper is tearing, brother. The paper is tearing. Have a great night.
recorded live in 1985 at the Rock. Welcome back. I'm Doug Podell. In Concert continues with REM, recorded live in England. And here they are. Westwood One Entertainment will continue with more from REM. So stay with us.